My name's Fiona Deans and I'm joined by the Deputy Chair of the Accounts Commission, Douglas Sinclair, and Her Majesty's Inspector of Constabulary, Bill Skelly, to discuss the best value audit and inspection of Northern Constabulary and Northern Joint Police Board. Douglas, if we can just start off by being clear about the distinction between a police force and a joint police board, because some people might not be aware of joint boards and their work. Now, a police force obviously deals with the day-to-day operational aspects of policing, but what exactly is a board? What are its responsibilities and how important is it?
Well, maybe a good starting point is to say that every council is a police authority. But apart from Fife and Dumfries and Galloway, what's happened in Scotland is that a number of councils have come together to form a police board. That's the case in Northern, where there are 24 members with councillors from each of the local authorities, 16 from Highland Council, 4 from the West Niles, and 2 each from Orkney and Shetland. Joint board is very important. It is actually a separate legal entity. It has a number of key responsibilities, setting the budget, contributing towards the priorities of the board, ensuring that the force delivers best value, and perhaps most important of all, holding the Chief Constable and the force to account for their performance.
Okay, Bill, if we can start off by talking about the force, what's it good at?
Overall, Northern Constabulary is performing well and is demonstrating many of the elements of best value. The Constabulary has a good working relationship with the board, and they work well together in areas like community planning. The force executive, which comprises of the Chief Constable, his deputy, 2 Chief Superintendents and 2 senior police staff members, plays a key role in challenging performance and driving improvement. The force is able to report low crime and high detection rates in comparison to the Scottish average. A recent review led to a significant restructuring of the force with a shift in resources towards frontline policing delivery.
Can you say a bit more about the force review?
Certainly, the review restructured the delivery of police services and brought with it significant efficiency savings. The force reduced the number of police support staff posts by 75. That's about 15%. The review also reduced the number of staff in force headquarters and put those resources towards frontline policing by increasing the number of police officers.
So are there any areas where the force can improve?
While overall Northern Constabulary is performing well, like I said, there are certain areas in which we'd like to see some improvement. In particular, the way the force monitors its performance and how it shares that information both with the board and with other forces in Scotland. They also need to get better at meeting national targets for call handling. Despite a positive trend over the past 3 years, it is the only force in Scotland not to achieve the national target. The Constabulary also needs to speed up the submission of reports to the Procurator Fiscal and Children's Reporter, where they currently show the second worst performance nationally.
Douglas, what's the board doing well?
I think, first of all, it's important to say this, that the board members understand what their role is, which in a sense is at the beginning and at the end of the process. The beginning in terms of setting priorities, setting and approving the budget, and at the end, scrutinising and challenging the Chief Constable and the force, holding them to account. But the bit in the middle, that's the operational matters, which are clearly a matter for the Chief Constable. I think another thing we found in our report, you don't find this in every report that we do, is it's a pretty significant extent of self-awareness, because they had the courage to undertake a self-assessment themselves before we undertook the audit. And I think that's a very positive sign of a board that's got a capacity and an interest in learning.
So where can it improve?
What the Commission said is that it performs the challenge role well, but it could do that even more. In particular, the Commission felt it was important that the board itself defined the kind of performance information it wanted in order to be accountable to its communities, rather than, in a sense, being given information by the force. There's a balance in there, but I think it is important that proactively the board sets out to the Chief Constable the kinds of information on performance that it thinks is important.
The Commission's findings say that there's evidence of inconsistencies in the relationships between the board and its constituent councils. Can you say more about this?
Yeah, what we found there was that in one council, the board's minutes go up to the full council for consideration. In another, they're placed in the members' lounge. In another, there was a process of briefing on an exceptional basis. I think the problem there that we've highlighted is a lack of national guidance in terms of the relationship between the board and the constituent councils. it is important that the constituent councils understand their role. As I said earlier, the board is a legally constituted authority and it requisitions funds from the constituent councils. But that doesn't mean to say the councils themselves don't have a role in questioning the proposed budget and exercising their democratic mandate as well. It's important, I think, what we're saying is that the national guidance is updated and takes account of that.
So, Bill, can you tell me what happens next?
There's an improvement agenda in the report which suggests areas the board, the force and the constituent councils should consider working on. Myself, the Council Commission and Audit Scotland will be looking for the board and the force to produce an improvement plan to address these points set out in that agenda.